Chinese-Australian journalist Cheng Lei is currently languishing in a Beijing cell without fresh air or natural light after her arrest was made formal on Monday. Television anchor Cheng has been charged by Chinese authorities with unlawfully supplying or intending to supply state secrets or intelligence to an overseas organisation or individual. The arrest has come as a complete shock to those close to her, who say she's got no history of anti-state sentiment and merely served as the English language face of state media company CGTN. The arrest complicates an already difficult relationship between Australia and the Asian superpower. China analyst Paul Monk told Spencer Fulgrave this arrest comes as no surprise.
The general pattern is that the Communist Party is arresting mostly Chinese Australians or Chinese Americans or Chinese Canadians, and seeking to use them to put pressure on the Western democracies regarding media and regarding relations. It's hard to see this as being anything else, because there's no evidence of which I'm aware that Cheng Lei did or indeed would have committed an offence that would warrant arrest, even under Chinese law. So one would have to see the arrest and the detention and the interrogation and the charges now as a provocation.
Do you think that the treatment of Mrs. Lai is indicative of a recent breakdown in Australian-Chinese relations?
Let's say it's symptomatic of the deterioration in the relationship, but why she in particular would have been a target remains something of a mystery. She's a vulnerable target, and the paradox of it could be that it's precisely her vulnerability and innocence that has led the hardliners in the party, who now rule China, to arrest her, to demonstrate how tough they are, to make it awkward for Australia, almost to provoke an angry response from Canberra, which can then be used for domestic propaganda purposes to say, you see, the Australians are out of line and irrational. So it's a very interesting and challenging little diplomatic situation we have to handle here.
Tech billionaire Jimmy Lai recently had an appeal for a similar kind of case quashed. Could we see more high-profile arrests like this in the near future?
Well, we are seeing them. I mean, certainly in Hong Kong, Jimmy Lai is a very interesting case. And by any measure, however sympathetic we feel towards him, he'd been far more provocative towards the Communist Party than Cheng Lei has been. But the number of people being arrested in Hong Kong with regard to the national security law is considerable. And the problem with the Chinese system, of course, is it's so opaque. So they'll arrest somebody, as they did with Cheng Lei, detain her for a considerable period under interrogation without access to lawyers, without charges, which is in total violation of the judicial norms to which we're accustomed, and pressure her to confess to something that they've already decided they want to charge her with, and then they'll charge her. And this idea of leaking state secrets is an absurdity, because there's no specification in China of what exactly a state secret is and what constitutes a leak of one. So you can be arrested for almost anything and charged with that. It's a complete abuse of anything we would recognise as due process or civil norms.
What do you think is next for Australian-Chinese relations?
I think that we've reached a point, and I think this is fairly broadly acknowledged, where we really cannot go back to the status quo ante. Xi Jinping's Communist Party, his regime, has put us in a position where we have to pull back from our, what I would call our ingenuous commitment to China, our very open and trusting economic and indeed diplomatic relationship with China. One cannot work with this regime on the terms that it sets. So this is a big challenge for us, and we've only begun to think it through. And in that larger context, the arrest, the abuse of the rights of Cheng Lei, disturbing but comparatively minor incident.
Author and former head of China analysis for the Australian Defence Department, Paul Monk. Spencer Fulgrave also spoke to Malcolm Davis, senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, to discuss how Australia might need to handle Lei's arrest.
We must do the best we can through diplomatic engagement and discussions with the Chinese authorities. But of course, we have to understand the reality that she's now at the grip or at the mercy, I should say, of the Chinese legal system, which essentially means it may be impossible to essentially extract her or remove her from their control.
At a press briefing on Monday, Chinese ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said he hoped Australia would, quote, not interfere with China's handling of this case. How do you perceive that statement?
I think it's a threat, and I think that the implication being that if we do try to do what is quite legitimately our right to engage with the Chinese authorities to see if we can get this lady released, then the Chinese will use that against us. And the key point to remember is they've done this with her. Any other Australian in China is also vulnerable to this.
Would you say that China is using Ms. Cheng as bait, for lack of a better word?
They're using her in as a means to coerce us. And we're in this period of intensified tension with China, where the relationship has deteriorated because China doesn't appreciate the fact that we are standing up for our interests against China. And so therefore, this is part of that process where the Chinese are using essentially an individual as a means to coerce Australia.
Malcolm Davis, Senior Analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, speaking to Spencer Forgrabe.